Stepping stone one, still, you're redeemed and precious. Day two. Let's read from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The feeling of abandonment can so quickly overshadow our emotions when our circumstances do not feel secure. We can feel alone and vulnerable. Everything seems to shout at us that nobody notices us, and therefore nobody cares. But in the midst of all these sounds that seem so real, we must hear the voice of God saying to us, I am with you. I do go before you. I will never leave you. Most of us experience the horror of betrayal at some level in our lives. Friends leave us, or people break our trust and humiliate us. But we must not lose the truth of his voice. I am still with you. So do not let the fear of isolation grip you. We must realize that these fears are shadows, but God is our reality and he is with us. Do not get discouraged, but today be overwhelmed by the encouragement of God. He will never leave you. So do not fear and let it take a grip in your life. Remember, you have the biggest daddy in the world and he never leaves you. So you can rest. You are perfectly safe. So come on, let's pray together. Father, I thank you that right now I can know that I am never alone. From the moment you made me, you have watched me and you walk with me all the time. So Father, I will not be afraid. I will not fear the feeling of abandonment and isolation. Let me know in a new way that you are with me in my everyday life. I thank you. I will not be alone. Today, I ask you to fill me with a sound of affirmation and encouragement. I will not be discouraged. I thank you that you open doors of opportunity and friendship for me, and I will not live in fear. Father, I find that with you, my life increases in vitality, and you satisfy me. I will trust you. Thank you that I do not need to face my life on my own, because you are there with me always. Amen.